Even the most civil child sometimes needs a mother's forgiveness. But it's best to play it safe. As essayist Susan Borowitz explains, don't forget the day geranium growers of the world set aside for Mom.
It's Mother's Day, the day that everyone in America dreads, except the mothers. Why is the second Sunday in May almost universally feared? The reason is simple. Women across the country who have spent precious years raising children see it not so much as Mother's Day, but as Payback Day. Payback Day is the day when mothers get to sit back and squeeze as much out of their families as possible. Retribution for the discomfort of pregnancy, the pain of childbirth, and the endless spirit-sapping years of mothering an ungrateful pack of slobs. The ones who can't pick up a sock without the threat of having their naked baby pictures posted on the internet. We exact our revenge by stuffing children and husbands into uncomfortable shoes and scratchy party attire and insisting on a forced march to some fancy brunch. Invariably, the buffet offers only pecan-encrusted chicken or pistachio-encrusted lamb at 10:30 in the morning. And it all takes place on a lazy spring Sunday when everyone would rather lounge around in pajamas eating bagels and Pop-Tarts. But last year, I had an altogether different experience. Both kids awoke with very bad colds. We canceled the annual extravaganza, and I spent the day, Mother's Day, being a mother, wiping noses, fetching ginger ale, and fluffing pillows. It was the most relaxing and enjoyable Mother's Day I ever had. So what's on the schedule for this year? I don't know exactly what my family has planned, but it better involve itchy clothes and nut-encrusted meats. It's Payback Day.
Susan Borowitz is the author of When We're in Public, Pretend You Don't Know Me, Surviving Your Daughter's Adolescence So You Don't Look Like an Idiot and She Still Talks to You, published by Warner Brothers.